Welcome to the world of Shabbos Reimagined. My name is Reuven Brand, and I am delighted to welcome you on this learning journey as we explore fascinating, inspiring, and incredible dimensions of the gift that is Shabbos. Let's get started. This is the first of a two-part episode dealing with how to make salad on Shabbos according to the halacha. Of course, we're going to be scrupulous about observing all of the 39 main categories of malacha on Shabbos. And as we prepare for a beautiful suda of Shabbos, especially on Shabbos morning for lunch, oftentimes as we prepare salad, we encounter various questions in halacha that relate to the preparation of salad according to the proper method. There are usually three primary malachos, three kinds of activities that may come up in the preparation of salad that we need to deal with. The first one is the malacha of boer, the main category of separating. And subsequent to that, in the next episode, we'll deal with tochein, which is grinding, and dash, which is extracting. In terms of boer, the Gemara presents us with several conditions under which something is no longer within the problematic activity of selecting on Shabbos. One of these 39 prohibited activities is the malacha of boer, of separating, when in the Mishkan, they would separate out either the chaff from the wheat, when you think about the sidur, the pas, the manner of making bread, or they would separate out the impurities or the hulls and the shells of the dyes, the plants that they were using to make dye for the cloth and the Mishkan. So we are not allowed to separate, but there are certain things which don't constitute commercial dyeing, the malach of borer, or we have a special heter, a leniency called derech achila, in the manner of eating. So usually, the three keys to think about in terms of borer, of what makes something permitted, the Rabbeinu Chananel, the 10th century commentary on the Gemara, points out that all three conditions are necessary to allow a separating activity on Shabbos. The Gemara gives us three levels. One is ochel mitoch psolis. You have to take the good from the bad. The second is you have to use your hand, dafka biyad, using only your hand. And the third is that it's got to be miyad for immediate use. Now, each of these three is a world into itself, unto itself. Good from the bad. It means, number one, you have two different items and that they are mixed together. And good from bad is also subjective. It could be that you have two types of items, two types of cucumbers that are mixed together. You like one and you dislike the other. That qualifies as good from bad. It doesn't have to be just objectively something which is psola, something which is inferior. And something which is inferior is true even if it's not totally unusable. So let's say you have slightly wilted or moldy leaves, which maybe you would eat in a difficult circumstance, but you wouldn't eat normally, that's also considered to be psola. So first condition is you have to make sure that you're taking only the good from the bad. Second condition is that you're using your hand and not a specialized piece of equipment or even a regular piece of equipment which is going to help you do the malacha of borer. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, points out in one of his responsa that if you are using a spoon or a fork or a knife, which is not aiding in the selection process, it's just making it neater. So let's say you're taking the skin or the fat out of a piece of chicken, which is mixed together, and by using your hands, you would A, be rude, and B, your hands would become soiled. You're allowed to use a spoon or a fork or a knife because it's not enhancing the activity, that's the extension of your hand. And finally, for immediate use, it doesn't mean it has to be immediately the second before you're about to eat that item. As long as it's happening in the amount of time that it takes to prepare for the food to be ready, meaning, let's say you're having Shabbos lunch at 11 o'clock in the morning, and it takes you, for all of your Shabbos lunch preparations, an hour. So you could do the borer. It doesn't have to be at 10:55. You could even do that at 10:20. And not only that, the Chafetz Chaim, in his Mishneh Berurah, he points out that you're allowed to do the brera, the act of selecting the good from the bad with your hand, for things that you're going to eat over the course of the meal. So let's say your meal is going to start at 11 o'clock, and you're going to arrive at dessert at 1:30. So you can already start selecting the good from the bad with your hand for things that you're going to eat at dessert at 10:45, because one is the period of preparing for your meal and the second is the period of the meal itself, and both are treated as entities. So there's the pre-preparation period, that's mutter, that's considered miyad, that's immediate use. So anytime during that time is permitted. And it's for the meal period. So anytime during that meal period is included in that. Now the assumption here is that you have a mixture. So one of the ways to avoid any of the problems of borer is to make sure that you don't have a mixture. So let's say you have separate items in your bin in the fridge. that you're taking out to make your salad, if they are distinct and separate, especially if they're on different shelves or separate, sitting next to each other on the shelves, so we can view them as separate and distinct entities, and they're not mixed together, especially if they're large. The Trumas Hadeshin in the 14th century, Rav Yisrael Isserlin, he points out that if you have pieces of fish on a tray, it's possible that those are going to be considered mixed together. So you have to be careful trying to figure out when something is considered mixed, but if you have large things in water, let's say you're soaking cucumbers or apples in water, so the water and the cucumbers or the apples, they're not mixed. The water is totally separate, even though they happen to be sitting within one pail, but they're not considered to be mixed together. It's got to be a ta'aruvus, the poskim point out. It's got to be a mixture. So big things in water don't have that problem. Similarly, if you just take the mixture and shake it out onto the counter or onto the couch or onto the floor, now everything is no longer in a mixture and there's not a problem. Many poskim are in favor, although the Chazon Ish is not, many poskim are in favor of taking out a little bit of the good, that which you want, the ochel, together with the psoas, and that's not going to be a problem. Certainly, if you have a mixture and you take out the entirety of the surrounding area of that mixture, so let's say you have a fruit salad and you have a couple of moldy grapes, if you take out just those moldy grapes, that's taking the bag from the good. But if you take a giant ladle and you scoop out the grapes with all of the surrounding fruit, if you take out the entire mixture in that area, that's no problem according to everybody, but even according to many poskim, if you take out just a little bit of the good fruit that you want together with the fruit that you don't want, that's not going to be a problem. Sometimes you have, let's say, large and small of one item, that's considered to be one item, and therefore that's not going to be a problem of selecting of borer either. Borer means you have shnei mine ochel, and the Gemara says two different types of foods, but if you have one type of food, let's say you have the pieces of tomato, large and small, and you only want to use the large and not the small, that's called one type, and that's not a problem of borer. Similarly, if you have, let's say, one type of green bean, and you want to select out some for use now and some you're just going to put away in the fridge for later, that's not going to be a problem because it's all the same min. Now, it's important to also know that there are certain leniencies which need to be invoked because the Mishneh Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim's work in the Mishneh Berurah that was edited over 100 years ago, points out that this was common practice. And once it was common practice, you have to find out what was the justification for that. So certain things, even if it looks like borer, but if it's done right before you put it in your mouth, so then that's not going to be a problem. So he discusses taking out the fish with the bones, taking out the bones right before. Usually, of course, you're supposed to take out the good from the bad. You're supposed to take out the fish from the bones. But if somebody, right before they put it in their mouth, take out the bones from the fish, that was practice. He considers that to be derech achila. So if you're making salad and you're going to take something out that you don't want, but then you're going to eat the thing that you do want, so then if you're going to eat it right away, perhaps there's a leniency there. And another thing that comes up in the context of salad oftentimes is peels. Let's say a peel of a cucumber or a peel of an orange if you're putting that in your salad. So peels, according to some, do not pose a problem of broware because there's no mixture. And if that's the case, so some would justify even using peelers. But the majority opinion of poskim is not to use a peeler on Shabbos, even though some are lenient. And that's because they're going to assume that peels are considered to be in a mixture because they're tightly connected with the fruit or the vegetable that's beneath them. Well, if that's the case, that it's a problem of borer, then we should not be using a peeler because that's a specialist type of equipment, unless you claim that, no, it's just an extension of your finger, but that's not so easy to suggest because the blade is shaped in a specific way. So if you assume that you're not going to be using a peeler, how do you peel your items? So either use your fingers. So let's say if you're peeling an orange, you can use your fingers and it's going to be for immediate use. It's also possible to use a knife, assuming that that knife is not a specialized piece of equipment. It's just making it easier, and you could really do the same thing with your fingernails. Or a third option is, if it's not a specialized piece of equipment, you could just cut out some of the flesh of the cucumber together with the peel, and then that's, like we said earlier, removing the good with the bad, which is going to be permitted. Finally, Rav Avadya Yosef has a suggestion, which not everybody agrees with, but Rav Avadya assumes that if you just take what comes to your hand without discernment, so then, even if it's something that you don't want, you could then discard it. So let's say you have a pile of vegetables or fruits, and then you just take what's on top without paying close attention. You look at it then, and you say, oh, this is something I don't want. You can discard it. That's not a problem of taking the bad for the good. So to summarize, the keys of borer is making sure that, number one, you take the good from the bad, ochel mitoch psoles, you take it with your hand, biyad, using your hand or an extension of your hand, like Rav Moshe said, and miyad, for immediate use, not for the next meal or not for a later period. This is the end of part one, and next time, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, please God, we're going to continue to the malachos of tochin, of grinding, and dash, extracting. Stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to learning with you next week. For more amazing Torah opportunities, please check out our YU Torah Mitzion Kollel of Chicago's website, www.torahchicago.org.